Okay, we're going to start. So today is Daf Pei Vav. We are on Daf Pei Vav. 14 lines down. Umi Nafal. So basically, we had a story yesterday where we tried to figure out, Rav Chia tried to figure out what to do because the moth or the las was eating his flax. The suggestion was shechting a bird into the flax and putting the blood in, and then we had a whole problem. How do you do? You need the blood, so you should do kisoy. Okay. The Gemara didn't ask on the whole thing. Umi nafala yaniva bikitne. How can it possibly be that a yaniva fell into Rav Chia's flax? Why? Va'amar Ravin bar Abba, as Ravin bar Abba said, va'amar la, and some say Amar of Avin bar Abba, some say Rabbi Avin bar Shiva, sorry, Misha'alu mi b'nei gola. When they came up, when it seems to be here, they're not talking about here. Right, we're not talking about here, right? Rashi says Bnei Gola. Lav Anshe Knesset HaGadola Ka'amar. We're not talking about back to time in Ezra. We're not talking about that. Right? Ella V'hanach Dorach Achronim Ka'amar. This is later generations. Shehitchilu Lilkos Bnei Eretz Yisrael B'yeinam U'Pishtanam B'bnei Sh'niskalkulu HaDoros. People in Eretz Yisrael were, you know, going down in their level, and they would get their wine and their pishtan would get wormy, I guess. And then when the Bnei Bavel, the Chutzlaritz people came, Shayu Chasidim, they were righteous. So when the people made Aliyah, the people making Aliyah were more righteous. Pasuk Kan Hazo. So all these bad things supposedly stopped. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Right? Kishalu Bnei Gola, Pasku Hazikin, which is something that sparks that came from heaven. Vaha Zivaos, like earthquakes. I'm not sure. Vaha Ruchos and the winds. Vaha Amim, these thunderclaps, I guess. Below hichmitzienam, below loka pishtanam, and their wine never got turned vinegar, and their pishtan were never hit with anything. V'nasnu chachamim name Rabbi Chia v'nav, and the chachamim knew that this was because of the schus of Rav Chia and his children, who were the ones who came up from Bavel. So Rav Chia was the one who stopped all the pishtan from getting hit with the yaniva. So how did his pishtan get hit? The Gemara has a very, very interesting answer. The Gemara says, Ki mahanis chusei a'alma adidhu lo. His chus stopped it for everybody else, but doesn't stop it for him. It's interesting that, you know, the tzaddik can help others, but sometimes he can't help himself. Right? Uki de Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, similar to the statement of Yehuda's name of Rav, the Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, v'chol yom v'yom basko yotzas v'omeris, every day a basko comes out and states, kol ha'olam kulo nizo mishvil chanina b'ni. The entire world is, I guess, gets their food, what?
Fed.
It's fed, right? Mishvil Chanina Bini, due to, or because of Chanina, my son. Chanina Bini, but Chanina himself, Dailo Bikav Charuv Me Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. He just has some carobs from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. And I don't know, it's a little different here, because he says Dailo means enough for him. It doesn't necessarily mean he's not worthy of it, but the idea being is that something could happen because of a tzaddik for everybody else, but not happen to him.
Okay.
The second Aliyah kind of, or wasn't it? Wasn't the initial one? No, Rashi says it wasn't. Lavan Shekhnas Gdol Kama. That's what Rashi says. Okay, now next Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. Chirish Shota V'Katan Sheshachatu. So the Chirish of a Shota V'Katan. Back to the first Mishnah that we talked about, that they do Shechita. So now we're talking about the Shechti, the Rechaya, or an Oaf. Va'Achirim Roan Osam. And others, it's the word others, you need more than one, I don't know, or maybe it's just the generic others. V'achayrim ro'en also, and others see them, that they shechted, I guess, appropriately. Rashi says, the amaran b'reish mechilton, we said on the first amud, the shechitas ha-kesheron, that their shechitas kasher, osan achayrim chayovim lekasos. Right, it's a achayrim ro'en also, chayovim lekasos, they have to do kisui hadam, because it's a valid shechita. It's a valid shechita, I guess the achayrim would have to do the, I don't know why, the Rashi says, "Kid etnan lekaman." We'll see tomorrow's daf. Shachat v'lo kisa v'ra'o acher chayv lekasos. If A does shechita and walks away, and B sees it, he has B. It's not incumbent on B to do kisa yadam. So these ketanim shechted. Others are watching them, so they see it's a good shechita, valid shechita. They have to do katan. I guess walks away. This other one has to do kisa. Beinon levein asman. If they shechted and no one saw that they did shechita, they said, "Hey, look, I came, I shechted," and you go outside and see a killed the killed bird. Pachtel Melkasos, Tanakama says, they don't have to do the Kisui Dam. Something, we assume that something is wrong with the shechita. I mean, Rashi foreshadows and says a time of parsha Gemara. The reason why the Gemara is going to explain there of Meir chashala kinevela gemura. Rav Meir views the shechita of a katan if nobody's watching it to be nevela. So it's a complete nevela. Therefore, there's no kisui hadam. Okay, so that's part in the kasos. The same rules or the same logic is going to apply to the lach of osos beno. Meaning, shachatu v'achein roin oso. The chayim shachatu v'katan shech. Let's just use an example, say the mother, and others see it, and they see that it's valid. So that's a valid shkita. So then, also lishkot acherim, usher lishkot achareihem, then no one else can shech the offspring after them, because that day, because their shkita was valid. But beinan levein atzman, if it's between, if they do it themselves, and then we just see it afterwards, beinan levein atzman, so Rav Meir mati lishkot achareihem. Rav Meir says that's an invalid shkita, because as Rashi pointed out, it's a nevela, it's a shkita she'in aruya. Shechita Sein Aruya is not considered a Shechita, and therefore you can shech the mother or the daughter afterwards. The Chacham Osrim, the Chacham say no, it's Aser. Umodim, but the Chacham say, yeah, it's Aser, but it's only Aser midin Sofek, meaning, She'im Shachat, Eino Sofek as Harbayim. If they did do Shechita afterwards, right, so the little kid shechs, we don't see it, right, and then we shech something else. Now we shouldn't check the other thing because we're assuming it's also Vesmano, but he did. There's no Vinvai Lalav, there's no Malkus. Rashi points out, interesting, Rashi says, Eino Sofik. He says, the Hasra of Sofiku. What are we supposed to warn him about? The Hasra of Sofik. So the point down, the Rashaj points out, that it's not really Hasra of Sofik. Hasra of Sofik means that we know the person violated something. We just, before we did the actual violation, we couldn't warn him. Here, it's not a Sra Suffolk, it's a Vera Suffolk. It's a Suffolk that did anything wrong. That's what the Rashash tries to change the gear, and looking aside, the ghost changes the gear, so that it should be a Vera Suffolk. Okay. Fine.
So talking about the whole thing about Chaya, or this switch to Behema with the Oso Osbino? Is there a
Oso Osbino? So Oso would apply only by the Behema. We said it does not apply by Chaya. Right. That's what we learned last part. Okay. Virabanan. Maishna Reisha de lo pligi, u Maishna Seifa de pligi. Why does the Gemara not make, in the Gemara say that in the Reisha by Kisu Yadam, that's done by Shechir Shota Vekatan, they didn't make a distinction and say, oh, you know, but Misafik, you should cover it. But in the Seifa, they said Misafik, you shouldn't do the Shechita. Right? The Gemara in the Reisha, they don't say anything, right? It says Maishna Reisha de lo pligi. Rashi says Maishna Reisha de lo pligi. Just like in the Seifa, where the Chachamim are Koshish, then maybe the Shechita of the Katan was valid, and therefore you shouldn't do Shechita mother afterwards. Why don't they say in the Reish as well, maybe the Shechita of the Katan was good, and maybe in Suffolk you should do Kisri Dam, so don't make a bracha, whatever it is. But you should be Suffolk. So Gemara says, no. Reisha, if the Reisha you tell him to cover the blood, I amrinin chayavim lekasos. If we tell him that you have obligated to do Kisui Adam, Amri, others might say, Shechita Ma'al Yisrahi, oh, he's doing Kisui Adam, that was definitely a valid Shechita, but Asli Mecham is Shechita Son. And people might come and eat from it. And we have a problem here, because maybe it isn't a valid Shechita, right? That's why in the Reisha, it says, Pater. Okay. But the one that says, well, Seif Anami, well, so too in the Seifa. Kevin de Ka'amri Rabbanon Asar Lishchot. Once the Rabbanon say that you're not supposed to shech the next one, the child, after the youngster shech to the mother, Amri, people will say, oh, the reason why he's not shechting the offspring, the shechita ma'ayasehi, is because the first shechita was good. And then they're gonna eat from it. What's the difference? If you're worried, the same worry applies in the Reish and the Seifa. I don't think it's the same worry. Because in the Reisha, what you're preventing is someone to do an actual like mitzvah saseh. It might be a little different. So the Gemara says that can't be the distinction because the same difference that you made to tell me not to do the act in the Reisha is the same reason you're telling me not to do the act in the Seifa. Others might see. So the Gemara says no. Seifa Amri, in the Seifa people might say Bisra de lo kamibayle. The safer people say, you know what, the reason why he's not eating the first one has nothing to do whether it's a valid shechita or not. He's not hungry. He learned from the Gemara that we learned on Tuesday. He doesn't want to eat meat. That's why he's withholding. So the Gemara says, Reishanami, Amri l'nakir chatzera hu tzarech. If you're going to make up a far-fetched reason for people to think, oh, he doesn't want to meet, he shefted doesn't want to meet, so I'll make up the same ratio, another excuse in the ratio, and say, oh, people might say the reason why the reason why he is doing kisui edam is not because it was a valid shechita, because he wants to clean up his the mess that's left by this young kid who shefted all over his floor. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Shachat ba'ashpa ma'ika lemeimar. Well, there are other situations where you don't have that concern. In other words, no one can say that he's doing kisui adam to clean up his floor if the shechita was done in the garbage dump. But same thing also, well, what if someone comes to Beis Din and says, well, what am I supposed to do? So Gemara says, wait a second. Well, the tameich, seif anami, v'alimloch ma'ik lamemar. And the seif also, what if someone comes to Beis Din and asks, what am I permitted to shechit now or not? It's the same logic applies. So Ella, the Gemara says, fine, you're right. Rabbanan akulim milsa pligi. The Rabbanan argue on both. Meaning, when the Gemara said, when the Mishnah says, she'im shachat, that when he says, chachamim osrim, to do the shrita of the second one, they were also saying in the Resha that you should do the kisrei dam midin safek. Right? And just like in the Sefer, they say, you're not allowed to shech the child, because midin safek that the first one was valid shrita, so too in the Resha, you should do kisrei dam, because maybe the safek the first one is valid. It's just like in the Sefer, you don't get malchus if you did shech. In the Resha, you don't violate the bear. It's only midin safek. So why did the Gemara wait till the end? And Mishnah wait, of El Ravon HaKul HaMilsa Pligi, V'Natri Lol Rav Meir, the Pasalik Milsa of HaHadu Pligal Alai Bayu. They wait until Rav Meir finished, right, like Beis Hillel, they wait to hear everybody else, what everyone else has to say, and then they said their Shita afterwards, after Beis Hillel, after Rav Meir finished the statement, then they came in and they argued. And the argument is that, you say that it's Vadai, not a Shita, we say it's Suffolk, possibly a Shita, so therefore in a safe, Midin Safik, you shouldn't shech the offspring. If you did, you're not going to get Malkos. And the ratio, Midin Safik, you should do Kisui Adam, because maybe it is a valid shechita. Okay. I guess you're not concerned that people will think that it's a good shechita. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, Bishlam al Rabbanan l'chumra, el Rameir ma'itayma. Now, we understand Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to shech after the shechita sveir shoch of a katan, and you should do the Kisui Adam afterwards, because they go l'chumra. They go in the chumrah. It's possible that the shechita was valid. Elul Rabbi Meir, my timer. What is Rabbi Meir's reasoning to permit shechting? We already know this answer. We saw in Rashi. What is the reason that Rabbi Meir says you permit shechting the offspring after the chayr shot of a katan? What is the reasoning for Rabbi Meir in the Resha, I guess, to say that after the chayr shot of a katan shechs, you don't have to worry and you don't have to do kisui dam at all? What's his logic? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Because he says that the shrita of a chayr shot of a katan, if no one's watching, has a din of the vela. If the chayr shot of a katan shechted and you weren't there, Rav Meir says you'll get malchus for eating in the vela. He says it's full out in the vela. Right, Rashi says mechayiv malchus disvir le vade nevelahi va ocholoka. He says this about Samara. He says, okay, wait a second. So my time. What is he? What's the logic behind that Samara? It's the person who eats it. So my time. I don't think there's an isser to mess up your shrita. There's an isser if the shrita is messed up to eat from it. Right. So my time. What's the reason that Rav Meir says that the shrita of a chayr shot of a katan is vadai nevela? Amar Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami says, Hoil hirov maasei mukukolim, because most of what the chayr shot and katan does is messed up, is mukukol. So I'm going to say that since it's rov is messed up, it's going to be a vadai nevela. Now Gemara is going to ask, why does Rav Meir need to come on to rov? Rav Meir himself is the shita who holds that I'm choshish for miut. So if I'm choshish for miut, that's going to be the Gemara's next line of questioning. For Meir's whole thing is choshish for miut. Then he should. Then that's good. What do you need a rove for, yeah. Right? So he says, the Gemara says, Amar. That's what says. Amar le Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Va'Amar le Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa. My ear, your rove. Right. My ear, your rove. Afilu miut nami. The Harav Meir Chayish lemiuta, Smoch miuta lechazaka, the Itra laruba. So Rav Meir choshes for the rove. The rove is significant. So take the choshes for miut. The miut is significant. So take the miut, the idea that miut of the what a katan does is messed up. Add that to the fact that we have a chazaka iser on the animal, which is Eivir Min Chai. We have the chaz, it stands with cheskas iser. The miut plus the chazaka knocks out the idea, would knock out the idea that rove could theoretically do a valid shrita. Miut plus chazaka trumps the rove, and therefore that's why you have the reasoning. Why do you have to come on to rove? Let's just read Rashi. My ira rove, it's like towards the bottom, afilu miut ma'aseya mikukolim. Viruba mitukonim, even if only a miut of their maisim are messed up, but rove is good. Have a pshita land the nevela of Meir. It'd still be obvious to Rav Meir that it's a nevela. Dehar shamina laid the chayish lemiuta. We know that he's choshish for the miut. The miut has significance. V'somach miuta lechazaka. Add the miut to the chazaka. What's the chazaka? Shebehem azo becheskes iser even the chay hayso medes. V'lo noda lechazish shenishchata. We don't have any proof that it was shechted appropriately. The isle ruva. And it will upset, it will trump the rove that the Masayim are good. So the miut plus the chazaka would trump the rove. Why do I need to come on? Why do I need to come on to miut?
So miut's not good enough. You need chazaka.
According to this, yeah, miut, you don't ignore miut. So you take it and with the chazaka, and then you're not going to say that. You're not going to say that we're going to make all shchitos katanim nevela just because miut of them are. You have to have something else to add to it. Tosfos asks a good question. Tosfos says, if Rav Meir holds that rove of the maisim of the katanim, amukukalim, he says, hikcha harav shmuel mi vardin, v'rabbanon maitaimayu. What do the rabbanon hold? Im rove maseim mitukanim, if they hold, what's the other side? He says miyut mitukanim, so Amar Chalim argue. So if they see that rove maseim mitukanim, im ken ye mutter lecha mishkitasam, you should be completely mutter to eat from them. Why does the Mishnah say that you have to be, we're concerned and it's not? And then the person who shucks after them should get malchus. The Rabbanan, if he says that it's miut, is no good. The Chachamim hold that it's rove, that means Chachamim hold that if Rav Meir only says that miut is good and rove is no good, and Chachamim must hold that rove is good. If rove is good, then it should be viewed as a valid shchita, unless proven otherwise. So if he goes down, he says, Yesh lo manol. The Masafku hu Rabbanan, irove maseim hukolim, irove maseim hutukadim. They have a suffix, whether or not, how do you, I don't know, it's empirical. I don't know why I can't just check. But they have a suffix as to whether or not rove of their maisim are messed up or rove of their maisim are good. Vahashta lo mahani chazaka midi, and the chazaka won't work because we have a suffix. We don't know where to go. So now the Tosas asks your question a little bit about the miut, but he says the im tomar the afal gav the rov maseim mikukalim, even though rov maseim are mikukalim, mikomakam Rav Meir kaven the chayish lemiuta, right? If you say rov the maseim is mikukalim, Rav Meir is choshesh for the miut. Amai lucky mishum nevela? Why should it be the if just because it's a miut? Why should it be the nevela? Amai mutter lishkod akareim? Why should I have to him? He was choshesh for the miut. He says, "V'yishlomar to some chazak l'rov mikukalim." What happens is, if we take the chazaka and you put it together with the miut, that everything is miut, that it's okay. Miuta de miuta, or the miuta miuta lo chayish rabbanan. It gets the status of miuta de miuta. It doesn't have any legs. Okay, so that's what the Gemara asked. They were asking, why do you have to say that? Rav Meir says the reason why the shchita, the kata, makes in the vela because the rov ma'isim mikukalim, even if miut are mikukalim. You add miut to the chazaka, and that would also knock out of yishchita the katan. And the Gemara proves this idea that Rav Meir's choshes for the miut plus a chazaka, the tnan, because we have the Mishnah in Taharos. Tinuk shenimtza b'tzadik isa. So I have this young baby who's beside, next to a doe. Right, the doe apparently was tahora, and the tinuk is next to the doe. Ubatseik b'yado. And a piece of dough is in his hands. So it looks like, clearly, that the baby got into the dough. Okay, so machlok, what's going on here? Rashi, what's going on here? Rav Meir mitahir. Rav Meir says that the dough is still tahor. The chachamim mitamim, and the chachamim are mitamehid. Why? If they should darko shel tinok l'tapeach, because it's the derech of the tinok for to have like busy hands. Rashi says if he put his hands, bless Rashi, yodo the ashbos, to put his hands in the garbage, should shrutzim mishugim sham. They play with the bugs. Right, v'timas isosh ana roish nagaba, and therefore he was metame the dough that he touched because his hands are all dirty. Right, Tosos points out, Rotenok Matapim Rashi So he says, Pevish Makudrus, Mitchachim Ba'ashpos, Aval Be'isa Vadei Nogosh, or Isa Be'yodo. His hands are Tommy, he touched it. Rabbi Yotam Ephorus, the Rov Tinok Mitachim Be'isa, right? Most of the Tinok, what does it mean Rov Tinok was Mitachos? They touched the dough. The Tipuach Shayach Ba'ochlim, U'mashkim. Rashi says that, and then he says that, why is the Tinok definitely Tommy? Is the Tinok is definitely Tommy, Tosis points out, because the babies always play with the mothers. And the mothers are Tamei Nida, so they're always touching. They touch each other. That's where they get it. Hey, the debate. So understand, Rav Meir. Understand, the Rav Meir says it's Tahor. Chum say it's Tamei. Tamei makes sense about Tamei because we're pretty sure that they touched something Tamei, and therefore they touched the dough. Of course. It's a Zav. Yeah, you're not. It's a Zav. Okay. Vamrinon, and we say on this Mishnah, my time at the Rav Meir. What was the reason for Rav Meir who says that this Isa is not Tame, it's Tavar? Kasavar, he says, Rov Tinokos Metapin. Yep, Rov Tinokos get their hands best dirty. Umiyut Emetapin, but there's a minority that do not. The Isa Zo Becheskas Tahar Omedes. This Isa is a Chazaka that it's Tahor. Samach miyutel chazaka of isle ruba. We said he could take the miyut, which is significant, add it to the chazaka, knocks out the rove. So it's just like over there, he does that. Do it over here also. Why do you need to go on the rove? So the Gemara answers, and there's no rational answer. The Gemara answers, taken as a given, im amru suffik tumal attire, yomru suffik isle hatir. No, it's different. When it comes to the Mishnah in Taros, Rav Meir will say, I can take the miyut plus the chazaka and knock out the rov because it's a suffik about tumah, but suffik about tumah, I'll do it. Suffik about iser, to say that something, that I won't take the miyut and with the chazaka, therefore I need the rov. What's the difference between the tumah and iser? I don't know. Maybe he has a note and explains it. There's nothing here. Oh, he does. He says, a chilek ben suffik tumah suffik iser. I don't have to see this yesterday. What? She suffik tumah lemeidim hilchosav midine sota. Ah, suffik tumah, the whole idea of suffik tumah, we learn out from hilchos sota. I guess what you're saying is that when it comes to suffik tumah, we say suffik tumah shus harabim is this, suffik tumah shus hayachid is this. So we have precedent that by sveikus, by tumah, we can go lekula in certain instances. So here we have sveikus, by tumah, we can go by suffik and iser. I have a suffix as to whether or not this thing is an avela or not. I'm going to say it's definitely this or definitely that. You're going to get malchus for it. So therefore, I guess he says you have to do rov. So therefore, they don't take this miyut put the chazaka. That's why he had Merman to go on to say that's rov. Rov means everything, and therefore it's vaday in avela. Okay.
Getting back to the case of Kimi's case, the agent can give definite asra and say that definitely the avela don't.
Yeah, because it's that definitely an invalid shechita. It's a non-shechita. It's an invalid. Right, he says it's nevela. That's what he said. Yeah. Hora Rebbe Kirab Meir. At one point, Rebbe said the halachas like Rav Meir, and another point, Hora Rebbe Kichachamim. Another point, he said the halachas like the Chachamim. So which one is it? I don't know why the problem is. I think we just say that there were two. Machlokos in the Mishnah, let's say maybe Rebbe, like we did the other day, Rebbe split. But that's not the Gemara says. The Gemara is assuming that he's passing the same way through. Right? Haiminayo de Achrisa. Which one did he paskin last? Meaning, which is his maskana? Obviously, he said something and then he retracted. So which was, what did he retract to? So Toshva. The Rabbi Abba bereid the Rabbi Chia bar Abba. The Rabbi Zera have a kamin b'shuka de Kesaria. So Rabbi Abba bereid the Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Zera are standing in the marketplace in Kesaria. A piska de Bei Midrasha. They're standing by the doorway of the Beis Medrash. Nafik Rabiami. Rabiami comes out. Ashichinu. He finds him just standing there. Amar Lehu. He says to them, why are you standing outside? Lava Milchu. Haven't I told you? Be'idam Bei Midrasha. At the time when people are learning in the Beis Medrash. Lo takim la barai. No one's allowed to stand outside. Dilme ika inish de mitzrachna le shmaita. Maybe someone's in Egypt. Maybe they're learning something. They need a price. And that you know. They didn't really have necessarily swarm. The more people there, you had to have to in order to get the learning done appropriately. Why are you standing outside? Get in. Okay, so he says, "But Ati their true day," and they're gonna go to they're gonna be learning something. Ati their true day, and then if you're not in there, they're gonna have a problem. Therefore, you should come in. So Rabzira went in. Rabbi Abba Loal, Rabbi Abba did not go in. Yosvi, so they, what were they learning? The Kamibailu, they were learning this. The Kamibailu, Haimin Ayacharisa, when Rebbe, I guess two generations before, when Rebbe said this, who, which one is classic? Like, is classic like Rebbe Meir or the Chachamim? So Amalu Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, ach, I'm sorry, so Rabbi Zera al, Rabbi Abba lo al. Rabbi Abba didn't want to come in, so he left. So Yasmi Kamibailu, Haminayachrita, Amalu Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, oh, lo shivaktun li dashay lasaba. Had I known that this was the question that you were asking, I would have made the other guy, meaning I would have made Rabbi Abba stay. Why? Because Rabbi Abba would definitely know the answer, right? Because Dilma Shomei Lehumi Abavua, maybe Rabbi Abba heard this answer from his father, Rabbi Chia. V'Abu Aminei Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Chia would have heard it from Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud of Rabbi. The Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, because Rabbi Chia called plus in Yomim, Kamahar Talmud, they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Every 30 days, they would review everything that he learned with Rabbi Yochanan. So this person's in the chain from Rabbi Yochanan, who's in the chain of Rabbi, he definitely knows the answer, because he would have heard it over time. But he left. So my Havilah, what ended up being the answer? I guess they found some other way to ask her. Tashma, come here. Tisholach Rabbi Lazar Legola. So Rabbi Lazar sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Hora Rebbe ki Rabbi Meir. Rebbe held like Rabbi Meir. Gemara says, wait a second. V'ha Rabbanan Abi Ori. But he also held like the Rabbanan. Which one's first is the question. El Alav Shma Mina Hada Achrisa Shma Mina. When he's giving a psak, someone asked the question, which one is he going to answer? He's going to answer what the last psak was, which was he held like Rabbi Meir. Therefore, if he held like Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi, the halacha is that this shechita of the katan is not considered a shechita, and therefore you are permitted to shecht the offspring afterwards, and it's not considered a shechita, and therefore you do not have to, assuming nobody saw it, and you do not have to do kisri hadam. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah is now going to deal with the idea of you shecht a lot of chayos or a lot of ophos in one shot, like you do now in the slaughterhouses. In the olden days, you would shecht the one in your house and be done. What happens?
The Kutra Meir, can you do
something? There's no purpose.
That's the point that makes it worse to validate.
Well, but the Gemara at the end, there wasn't choshesh for that. But he says, don't do kisri adam. He says, there's nothing to do. It's not a shrita. Right? That's the lashon of the Mishnah. The Atzman Pater Melikasos. The Pater. I know you can take all the chumras and say, oh, you potter. No, you potter. That's it. Okay. Shachat meya chayos v'makom echad. I shechted 100 chayos, 100 deer, I guess, in one spot. Kisoy echad l'kulan. I just have to do one kisoy adam at the end. Kisoy echad l'kulan. Bless you. Meya opus mekam echad, 100 birds in one spot. Kisoy echad l'kulan. Again, just do one kisoy afterwards. Shach chayiv ofa mekam echad. So let's do. I alternate between birds and chayos in one spot. Also, when you're done, kisoy echad l'kulan. You just have to do one kisoy. Covers everything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Rabbi Yehuda says differently. Shach chayiv yichasena v'achav yishkat at the ofa. No, you should do the chayiv, do kisoy in the chayiv, then do the kisoy of the birds. You can't. The kisoy of the birds doesn't count for the chayos. The kisoy of the chayos doesn't count for the birds.
So the argument on the second case. Not consecutive chayos.
Yeah, well, that's the only case where we have alternated.
When I say only alternated, just 100 chayos, you have to do only one.
Yeah, because his logic is that you have to do the chayos and the bird. There's, in the first case, there's only chayos and only birds. He's not talking about that case. Okay. Now, Tanur Rabbanan. The Gemara is now going to bring a brisa that's going to try to explain the machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. And it's basically how you darshan the psukim. So, I don't understand. So, Tanur Rabbanan. The pasuk says, again, this is pasuk by Kisrei Adam, it says, Ish b'nei Yisrael, u'min ager gar b'socham, asher yatzud seichaya o of, asher yachel v'shafachas damo, v'chiseu v'afar. So it says, asher yatzud seichaya. Chaya is lashon yachid, kol mashma chaya. Any chaya, all chayos. Be'im meruba, be'im muwatas. Shet chaya, it's talking about the whole, you know, species of chaya. You can do it no matter whether it's one or 100. Right? And it's, right, so it says, Chaya, kol mashma chaya, be meruba, be muutos. It says, of, also in Lashon Yachud, kol mashma of, be meruba, be muut. We can't amru, from here they say, Shachat meya chayas makam echad, kisi echel akulon, meya ofas makam echad, kisi echel akulon, chayav of makam echad, kisi echel akulon. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Shachat chaya, and then you want to, right, and then you want to shet the bird afterwards, yichasena, viachakach, you should an of, why? Shnemar chaya o of. It has the o in the middle, which I guess the o separates him. Otherwise, it should have said chaya v'of. I guess it's just chaya o'of. So Amar lo, the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, Hare Omer, when it says by the Isser of Achilas Dam, it says, Ki nefesh kol basar, damo b'nafshohu. Okay, what does that mean? So Gemara will explain. So my Kamahajulei, well, what did the Rabbanan respond to Rav Meir? So let's go, the Bryce is now going to explain. So Hachika Amar hu le Rabbanan. This is what Rabbanan said to the Rabbanan. Hai O, this O, mi baile lechalik. This O is teaching me to make a mechalik, meaning Kishrei Dam applies to a bird or to a chaya. You don't need, Kishrei Dam is not only if you do both, it's one or the other. O is lechalik. That's why I have O. So you can't tell me the word O is to teach you what you're telling me. First you do O for the O, and then you do for the chaya. I need O to be mechalik to begin with. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lechalik midamo nafka. I already know the idea of midamo, of saying that only chaya, you chaya even if you just do bird or chaya, from the word midamo, because it says v'shamach et damo v'kiso ba'afar. If it was be, if you needed to do both, it would say damo. So it says damo, so I know right away that's only that the chiv applies even if you only do one. So O is there extra, and I can use O to tell me that if you're doing the bird, then the chaya you have to do kiso in between. The rabbanan say no, damo tuva mashmo. Damo doesn't mean singular. You can't learn l'chalik from damo. Why? Because the chiv ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafsho. Damo is talking about the bloods of everybody. It's like, you know, it's the generic damo applying to everything. Just like the pasuk says, the nefesh of all basar damo b'nafsho. It's describing blood when speaking about multiple animals. So you can't learn damo l'chalik. Therefore, you have to learn O to be l'chalik, and therefore I don't learn your halacha of O. I don't learn your halacha that you have to do kisui in between a bird and a chaya from the word of from O. Okay. Next. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Moda Hayre Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan bracha she'enu mavarech ala bracha achas. Rabbi Yehuda agrees when it comes to the bracha that you only make one bracha for both of them. What bracha is that? Rashi says l'inyan bracha al hashchita ein tzarich levarich la'achar kisui. Rabbi Yehuda said that if I do the bird, then I have to do kisui, and then I have to do the chaya to separate and then shut the chaya. So you might have thought that the kisui of the bird is a hesek in the shchita. Because Rabbi Gemara says no. Rabbi Yehuda agrees. You did the bracha of a shchita by the bird, then you did the kisui, then you can shut the chaya. It's not a hesek. You don't have to make the bracha again when you shut the chaya. That's what he says. He's talking about the bracha. He said the bracha is, Rashi says, the bracha is on the bracha is on the shchita. Right, so the Rishonim say, oh, well, what about the kisui? Isn't there a bracha on kisui? Is the bracha on kisui? Maybe you do have to make. Okay, let's go with Rashi. Rashi says, "Einu racha bracha acha." So, Amalei Ravina Rav Acha Bered the Rava, va'Amalei Rav Acha Bered the Rava Ravashi. Maishna mitalmidei the Rav. Why is this idea of Rav Chanina, who says this is not a hefsek, any different than the story of the Talmidim of Rav? Why the Rav Beruna v'Rav Chananel talmidei the Rav, Rav Beruna v'Rav Chananel talmidim of Rav, havu yasim besudata. They were sitting and they were eating. Okay, Kamalai Rav Yevu Saba. So, you know, their waiter, their server, was this Rav Yehuda Saba. They were sitting at their tables. Rav Yehuda was the server. Amrulei, so Rav Bruna, Rav Chananel, said to Rav Yehuda Saba, their waiter, Havli Varech, we're ready to bench. As Rashi says, Mazog kos lebirchas hamazon, pour us the cup for benching. And then what happens? But Hadar Amrulu Havlishti. And then they went back and they said, no, they said, you know what? We don't want to bench. Let's continue drinking. Let's continue drinking. So Amrulu Rav Yehuda Sava. So Rav Yehuda Sava says back to Rav Bruna Rav Chananel, Hachi Amar Rav. Then Rav say, if you're in the middle of your suda, Kevon the Amar Havli Varich. This is not a guest who says, come on, let's bench. If you're in charge and you say, come, let's bench, it's a leilim mishte chamra. You can't just go drink wine again because you have to make another bracha. The Havli Varich is a hefsek, and therefore you have to make another bracha. Right? Rashi says, Kevon the Amar Havli Varich, Galye Bedaite. The Gamra Sudasa, they revealed in their mind that they finished the meal. The Asolishtos Achi Yavarach Levanam. They have to make the bracha that they made on the wine beforehand doesn't count now for the next wine because they made a hefzik. She'em it's darefes l'suda rishona. It's not part of the first suda. So it's the mitzvah chamra. So hachinami. So too the Gemara say. So too in the case of the kisoy dam, kevan the itapel le l'kisoy ichayev lebracha. Once they had a hefzik from the shchita A, because they had to deal with the kisui adam, that should be a hefsek. Rashi says, Kevin itapel kisui hafsaka himilishkot. V'chi hadar shachi t'chayi levi bebracha. It should be a hafsek. Why is it not? Why is it a hafsek when it comes to benching and not a hafsek when it comes here? Kevin ipol kisui chayi levi bebracha. So the Gemara answers, "Hachi hashta." What's the comparison? What is the comparison? Hachi hashta. Hasam over there by the din of birchas birchat hamazon mishta ubruche b'hadei hadadi lo efshar. He says you can't bench and make a bracha at the, you can't drink and make the bracha at the same time. Mishta ubruche b'hadei hadadi lo efshar. Rashi therefore says hilkach. Therefore ki amar havlivarech. Once they say havlivarech, nasnu daitam lifsuk mishto. So it becomes a clear hefsek because you can't drink and bench at the same time. So once I have in mind to bench, I knock out completely the idea of drinking. But lo efshar. But hacha by the case of kisur edam, efshar the shachit mechadu mechaser mechada. It's possible to shecht and do kisur edam at the same time. The guy's very dexterous. He shechts with one hand and do kisur edam. The possibility exists to do it at the same time. Rashi says avazeh afo pi sheideya shekisa dam rishon. Even though he knows he's doing kisur on the first one. Lo hesik daitum in a shchita. He's not having hesik hadach on the shchita for the second one. The choshaita is man shchita hayelo. It's still all shchita for him. Afilu b'shas kisur, even when he's doing kisur for the first one, because after the shachit b'chad yodim, mikasi b'chad yodim. Just do because you can do it at the same time. Just because I thought the answer would be simply is that kisur is part of the process of the shchita. You're still within the process, and maybe that's what he's saying. I don't know. It's still within the process, but so therefore there's a distinction. You can't bench and drink at the same time, but you can shech and do kisur at the same time. So therefore, the kisur is not a hefsek, but the desire to bench is a hefsek.
The outside person, I can do kisur. You're shochet, you're shechting, right. I'm doing kisur. So how is the hefsek for you if I'm doing kisur?
There is no hefsek. The Gemara says there is no hefsek by the kisur.
What I'm saying,
there's nobody else there, so it's only on the shochet. Right. So Tosas points out, in the time, Tosas says, he says, "Mikan haya omer harav yom tov shim amal meyachiloso." Someone gets up from eating the hispalel, and he went to daven mincha. He went to daven ki chashochozer ubole echol. When he comes back to eat, sarach levarach birchas hamazon, he has to bench. He was a hefsek. He has to bench from the first meal, vilito yodav and wash a hand, ulevarach hamotzi and eat again. Mishum demechal v'tzili b'hadei hadadi lo eshar, because you can't eat and daven at the same time. You can't talk and eat at the same time. So the davening should be a hefsek. He says ve'ein nira. He says no. Tosas says I don't hold at that. De lo dami klal. It's not comparable at all. Mishum dehacha hav v'nevarach hame gemar davar. Hav v'nevarach means I'm ending. Right, it's an end point. Vahave hefsek, and therefore it's a hefsek. Lichen kisoy, and kisoy would have been also an end point. Ilav de esher by dadi adadi. Avot filo lo havi gamar l'suda. But just because you're davening doesn't mean you ended a meal. The atu im birich b'suda al ra'amim. Like, let's say a thunderclap came, and you make a bracha on the thunder. Or a filo bori p'yagafen. Or you got wine got brought to you in the middle of the meal, right? Because the hamotzi doesn't pop to the wine. Wine comes to you in the middle of the meal. Yitzdarech li toyodav livarach hamotzi mishum demeich lubruchi b'hadi dadi lefshar. You can tell me, I'm going to have to make another bracha because I can't daven, and I can't say something and eat at the same time? Because it's different. What's interesting, it points out, though, is I believe when it comes to Tisha B'Av, when you have the idea, you have to have the sudaham of sekes. So the eights of the Mishnah Berurah gives is that what do? You have your first meal, you get up, you go daven mincha, and then come back and you bench and then do the next meal. So that the eights of Rav Yom, I think that's what he says, the eights of that Rav Yom Tov, the halacha Rav Yom Tov says, I think we use, at least when it comes to the Sudanum of second. Okay, we'll stop here by the Mishnah on Pei Zayin.
When you bench from the top, you have the mashkata, then you get the drinking after you bench.
You make another bowl of your guffin on that.